This is Apollo Control at 137 hours, 34 minutes. America, with Ron Evans, is behind the moon. We'll acquire in 40 minutes on the 25th revolution.
Gordy, while we're eating, have you got a short synopsis of the news?
Yeah, I sure do. Stand by one. We'd like Biomed left, please.
I don't have any sensors on, Gordy.
Okay.
I have to wait till I start putting my suit on.
Okay, as you might expect, front pages around the country are headlining last night's EVA with photographs taken from TV monitors showing you and Jack going about your tasks. And I might add that the TV camera is really spectacular. It couldn't have been a clearer or more beautiful picture, both for fidelity and color. In other news, South Vietnam's President Tu has suggested that all prisoners of war be released before Christmas. He has also asked that all Vietnamese parties be included in peace negotiations. South Vietnam and the Viet Cong are now not directly represented in the secret talks now underway in Paris. Meanwhile, Kissinger met for more than 4 hours yesterday with Hanoi representative Lee Duc Tho. The two negotiators are expected to meet again this afternoon. Former President Harry Truman is still resting quietly, although his condition remains serious, according to his doctors. American poet Mark Van Doren died at the age of 78. He was a professor of literature at Columbia and a winner of the 1940 Pulitzer Prize for his poetry. President Nixon announced yesterday that he wants to extend wage price control beyond the scheduled April 30 expiration date. He also plans to freeze new hiring, promotions, and pay increases for executives of the federal government, which doesn't affect us, I guess. The Republican National Committee has a new chairman.
How about me?
George Bush of Houston, who is now ambassador to the United Nations. He will continue his UN post through the present session of the General Assembly. Both national political parties are now headed by Texans. As you recall, Robert Strauss of Dallas became chairman of the Democratic National Committee last Saturday. And Jack, I'm sorry to say, but you've been replaced. The Nimbus 5 weather satellite is now operating in orbit after its launch from Vandenberg early Monday morning.
Can it talk?
Joe Namath tried mightily to lead the Jets to the playoffs, but the Oakland Raiders grounded the Jets in the fourth quarter, 24-16. I think you already heard that score. Namath passed for more than 400 yards, but it was only able. New York only scored one touchdown. And the last item concerns the Houston weather, which has been there's been two kinds of weather since you all left us. That's cold and light rain, and cold and heavy rain. And it's still doing it. Fog and drizzly rain are here now, and we're only supposed to get up to the mid-40s and probably down to 32 tonight. Over.
Holy moly, that's not too good on the weather. I'm going to take a look. You're right up the over here. Gordy, you're right. There's a man in clouds that comes right up the coast of Mexico. Looks like he's coming home. And then gets very dense as it gets up into the Texas area and southeastern part of the United States with a counterclockwise rotation, which gets very dense out over the Atlantic, I believe, off the east coast of the southern east coast of the state. And from about, I'm guessing maybe the center of Texas, straight north and straight east, it looks like the whole country flopped.
Roger.
Ah, looks nice. West coast of Mexico looks nice.
Roger.
And for Central, the weather's great. Hey, Houston, Challenger.
Go ahead.
Roger, Gordy, how's the Alcep doing? And in that light, I hope you people will take as close a look as you can at the signal strength and its variation, and see if you can get some idea of whether when I go after the neutron flux tomorrow, I ought to work on that antenna alignment again. I'm still a little bit concerned about it.
Okay, Jack, we'll consider that, although they've been getting good performance out of the central station, as I understand, and a couple problems with the experiments. One was the LEAM data isn't syncing up like it should. I'll have to get a further, more complete story on that. And we're thinking that's most likely a ground software problem. The other one is the LSG isn't leveling up properly, and we'll cover this further in the the planning briefing for the EVA here, but we're probably going to let you off, have Gino let Jack off at the rover, at the LSEP, let him off the rover at the LSEP, and take another look at the leveling on the LSG. That'll be at the end of the EVA.
Roger, I may just run out there and let Gene pick me up after I turn. He picks the fender, maybe. We'll work that out for you. I'm joking, but maybe I could go kick the lead. That might help it.
Let's make sure we got all our problems solved down here before you do that.
Okay, hey, Family Mountain, the north east facing slope, although lower, has boulders and outcrops. Delay the outcrops. It has boulders from local lot concentrations. Looks very much like the South Massif does. Roger. I've had to. Gordo, we're silly, but let me give you a few observations. That outcrop I talked about that was way at the top of the South Sea, at the breaking slope, at the very top of the breaking slope, almost looks, it's hard to tell that it's just placed outcrop up there. It's hard to convince myself that it is. Looks like there's some very large and many, many small fragments of large, like 3 to 4 meter rocks up there, and a lot of smaller fragments. I see that type of thing in a number of places over the South Massif. However, I do see they all seem to be sitting on top of the South Massif surface, but I do see one other area that it looks like there is a It has been shooting from within some sort of mantle on the South Sea. So presumably some of that could be at play. An additional impression I got is that at least with the binocular, that those fragments, those boulders, look much more angular than what we've seen here. And for the most part, they appear to be if covered at all, very little by any mantle except the one I just mentioned.
Okay, copy that.
And Gordy, through the binocular, in contrast to the tan gray of the Southland Sea, those large blocks up there look blue, fairly distinctly blue-gray, not unlike Dean mentioned yesterday, anorthosites look in certain terrestrial environments.
Roger, Jack.
And Gordy, now that I get my my three-dimensional eyeballs working, I can look up on the scarp out to 9 and 10 o'clock. It's practically the same color as the South Sea. It just looks to be very undulating. I see no outcrop evidence from here in the scarp. I think I can just about see where a hole in the wall is, but it's so subtle that I can't really tell you much about it. And the local terrain, which I think is the southern rim of Camelot, just about blanks out where a hole in the wall should be, just about covers it up. But what I can see in a small little saddle through our local horizon here in front of us, I can see out there just about, I'd say 100 meters or so to the south of hole in the wall, and it just looks like a subtle undulating slope. We can't really tell too much about the steepness from here.
Okay, Gino, stand by one. Okay, I had something for you, but we just decided to cancel a call. Although when you do get out the prep and postcard, I have one write-in for you. So just holler when when it's handy.
Okay. We're wrapping up our eating and drinking here now, Gordy. We'll be ready in a minute.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 137 hours, 55 minutes. The crew of Challenger is 1 hour behind their timeline. This is a holdover from EVA 1. We will continue to run this hour behind. So unless we get further behind during the EVA preparations, we would anticipate EVA 2 to begin around 140 hours, 10 minutes elapsed time versus the 139 hours, 10 minutes in the flight plan. 140.10 would be a few minutes past 5 p.m. Central Time. America is still out of range. We expect acquisition in 18 minutes.
Gordy, Challenger, could you ask somebody there in the FAO console to where the hiking kit is stowed?
Okay, will do. Jack, take a look on the right-hand side, stowage compartment there on the forward lower corner under the LEC kit compartment.
You broke with a changeover or something. Say again.
Okay, Jack, you're right. I got caught right in the middle of a site handover. Look on the right-hand side, stowage compartment, the forward lower corner under the LEC kit compartment.
Fantastic. You picked the one place I've never looked.